He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, crypto ballers? Money 1834 here, checking in on December 29th, Wednesday. Today's going to be a fun podcast as we finally have the numbers for the Derrick Rose Legendary Challenge reward. We can go ahead and look in the marketplace and see how much money this Derrick Rose is going to fetch you. And a little bit of a spoiler alert, there has only been one confirmed sale since the challenge has been distributed, which is a bit surprising. Only one sale. Not sure if that's good. The Legendary Challenge for Deck the Hoops is finally live. We're going to take a look at the pricing over there, and we're going to gauge just how difficult of a challenge this LeBron James is going to be, and it is going to be pretty hectic. And then we're going to wrap things up with our Prize Picks Play of the Day. This is going to be a fun podcast, so without further ado, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, Panini America NFT, and other NFT projects in general. We got you covered. That includes pack drop information, challenge updates, marketplace trends. We'll even help guide you on your showcase quests, which is kind of fitting because we're going to be talking about some challenges and challenge rewards today. Now, before I get started, I want to give a shout out to all the people that participated in our holiday Christmas Flowverse pack giveaway. We are all out of packs. We give every single one away. We did actually have some leftovers, which was a bit of a surprise. We had some unclaimed Flowverse mystery packs, but we did a Twitter giveaway late last night. It was pretty unannounced, so you kind of had to be right place, right time. So shout out to everyone that participated in our holiday event. We had a bunch of giveaways. We had the Infinite Objects giveaway. We had Flowverse pack giveaways. And I just got my hands on a ton of physical Panini Sports NBA cards. I got blaster boxes on blaster boxes. I can make like a pyramid of them. I have so many right now. So I might be giving some of those away as well, as the wife keeps on shooting me dirty looks as she looks over and sees I just have stacks of unopened boxes of basketball cards all over my dresser in the studio, and she's starting to give me the side eye. She was like, I thought these things were supposed to be, you know, like a highly coveted thing. I thought, you know, you getting these boxes that you'd be able to like resell them with the quickness and all that. And I just been kind of like too lazy to do. I just been too busy to like list them for sale. So I was like, you know what, instead of selling them, why not just host some, you know, some fun giveaways, some contests. I think that would be pretty cool. So make sure you keep your eyes open for that if you are a physical sports card collector. Now, let's jump right into today's episode. As you guys probably know, shout out to all the parents out there. Kids are on vacation. So I have two little hoodlums in the house with me right now. One of them, my youngest, is actually sick. She has a nasty cough. So I'm hoping that that the coughing doesn't get picked up on the microphone. So we will see. I'm going to try to make this episode a little on the faster side. Also, got to give a big shout out to my wife. You guys are probably like, why is he shouting out his wife on the podcast? Well, she got me a bunch of new recording equipment that I am setting up. I got, you know, a nice high-tech fancy webcam now. So I'm going to try to put out a little more video content as, you know, I get used to having all these things. I got lights everywhere. I got cameras everywhere. So you got to bear with me. I got to try to figure out, you know, the best placement and just how to use this stuff. Kind of old school when it comes to the recording game. So I'm not used to having all this, you know, equipment and crazy stuff pointing at me all the time. So We'll see how it goes. It's going to be a bit of a learning curve, I fear, but it is what it is, and we press forward. First thing I want to talk about is the Derrick Rose Deck the Hoops Challenge Reward. Now, this challenge expired yesterday or the day before, had a very low mint count. It has a mint count of 36. There's only 36 of these Derrick Roses in circulation. That is a very low number. I expect the LeBron James challenge to be even lower than that, if you can believe that. But the Derrick Rose comes in at a mint count of 36. It is a legendary moment from 2010s when he was on the Chicago Bulls. He has a nice one-handed floater in the paint over Pau Gasol. And the reason why I was a bit surprising, well, the price point, the lowest ask, didn't really surprise me at all. The lowest ask right now currently is $11,650, $11,600. And that's not that surprising, as the challenge cost about $10,000, if I remember correctly. So the price point of the Derrick Rose doesn't surprise me. It's right around what I thought it would be. I thought it would be between 11 and 14. It comes down to 11.6. But the thing that I don't even know if it should surprise me, but I feel like it's worth noting, there's only been one sale so far, just one. And the one sale went for $9,999. So $1 under the $10,000 price point. But the fact that there's only been one sale of it so far is a bit of a surprise. Now, let's go ahead and look at how many of them are even, you know, for sale, because maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe there just isn't really many of the 36 that are currently available to purchase. So it looks like there is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. There's 8 listings. 8 of 36 have been listed. Jersey number 1 is listed for sale with a asking price of $149,000. We'll see if somebody pays for that, because if you think about it, not only is it a jersey number, not only is it a serial number 1, but it's also a jersey number as well. So the owner is OMG Pwnd. So OMG Pwnd. Huge shout out to this user, as he pulled off a number 1 and jersey match. $149,000. We'll see if it sells for that. But that moment in particular, that number 1, seeing how it also matches the jersey, is pretty nuts. So shout out to that guy. But yeah, there's not a lot of listings of it for sale. Only 1 confirmed. But then again, the moment has only been in the marketplace for about 24 hours. So I'm going to keep an eye on it and see if the lowest ask comes down. I'll be out on this moment regardless, because there's no way I'm going to spend anywhere remotely close to that on this moment. If you're a huge Derrick Rose fan, I can see why you'd be interested. But $11,600 is pretty steep, but fails in comparison to the next guy we're going to talk about. So the LeBron James Deck the Hoops Legendary Challenge is currently live. Now, we knew that this challenge was coming, people. We knew about it. I've been talking about this LeBron James Challenge Award for what feels like a month. At this point, I've been all over this challenge. I knew it was coming, told you guys it was coming, and boy, oh boy, is this fucker expensive. All right, so as of right now, it's been 24 hours. It's been completed 15 times, which is actually really surprising to me. That's actually pretty high. If you think about it, right, the Derrick Rose finished with a completion of 36. All right, the LeBron James 24 hours in is almost at half of that already. But that is really surprising to me, because I don't know how much higher it's going to get, because the pricing on the requirements is wild as expected. Now we're going to start off at the bottom and we're going to build anticipation. So here are the challenge rewards that are required. You're going to need a Patrick Beverley, who has a current lowest ask of $2,600. You're going to need a Jimmy Butler. Now, remember, these are all the Deck the Hoop legendaries that are serial numbered to 55. So Patrick Beverley is the cheapest guy at 2.6. Jimmy Butler comes in at a price tag of 4.6. So we jumped up quite a bit from Patrick Beverley to Jimmy Butler. Klay Thompson comes in at 5.9. Okay, so yet another jump. Kevin Garnett takes second place on the most expensive requirement sheet. He comes in at 8.9. Well, he comes in at 8.999. So we're just going to say $9,000 for Kevin Garnett. And then the top dog, no surprise here, this is totally expected, the Dwayne Wade Deck the Hoops Assist Challenge Reward. Not challenge reward, challenge requirement. It feels like a challenge reward when you hear this price. Now, again, I have to give you a warning. If you're at work, please, you know, take a bathroom break. Just go somewhere, get away from any kind of management that could hear you. If you're driving, you might want to turn it down because this could cause a traffic accident. You might forget that it's a red light. You might just go. This is nuts. The Dwayne Wade Deck the Hoops Assist Challenge Requirement has a current lowest ask of $39,990. Oh my God, that is nuts. So essentially, right, it's only $10 off. So we're just going to round it up here, people. $40,000 for this Dwayne Wade. And it's a challenge requirement. It's not even a reward. Oh my God. This challenge in total is going to run you $62,198 if you don't own any of these moments and you want to go to complete it. $62,000. And the Dwayne Wade makes up $40,000 of it. That is wild. That is insanity. That is nuts. I don't even know what other words to use to describe it, but that is seriously bonkers. $62,000. Now, we've seen challenges more expensive than that, right? We've seen challenges go over the $60,000 range before. But the fact that the Dwayne Wade is like bottleneck isn't even an appropriate word for it. Like, I mean, you know, comment at me at CryptoBallersTS. Tell me what a good descriptive word would be to call this Dwayne Wade. Because I feel like bottleneck doesn't really fit the description. Because $40,000, the next highest is $9,000. That is totally nuts. So you see why I say I'm not really sure how many completions this challenge is going to get, just because the Dwayne Wade is so crazy and there's only 55 of those Dwayne Wades that even exist. All right, so you know that it's going to be capped at 55. I don't see this challenge coming anywhere close to that. If you look at the recent transactions, there's only one Dwayne Wade that was a transaction recently. Everyone else is all the other players. There's only been one Dwayne Wade sold over the last 24 hours. And, you know, there's going to be people that have a hard time with it. And not to mention, right, there's Dwayne Wade. There's only six of them listed. Six. That is insanity. So no wonder why the price point, the lowest ask is so high. If you want this legendary LeBron James, boy, oh boy, you are going to have to pay for it. But that Dwayne Wade price point is nuts. Now, we'll see if the listings go up. Again, there's 55 of them in circulation. The fact that there's only six of them listed is honestly a bit of a surprise to me. I'm going to go ahead, if my PC cooperates here, try to pull it up and see if there's any in packs. Yeah, so there's actually a nice chunk still in packs, believe it or not. There's 19 that have yet to be opened. So we'll see if those people open them. Listen, if you're hoarding a Deck the Hoops legendary pack in hopes that in the future you're going to be able to resell unopened packs in the marketplace, do yourself a favor, open this one, because you might be sitting on a $40,000 moment that will not come anywhere close to that price point ever again. It is only that high because it's a LeBron James challenge requirement. So if you have an unopened pack of Deck the Hoops, I urge you to open it now and you'll have a chance to collect a fat check. All right, so just keep that in mind. All right, so lastly, before we get out of here, now we're definitely going to be checking in on these challenges again because there's currently 6 days remaining. So we'll be back on Friday, and on Friday's podcast, we're going to take a look at the numbers again. We're going to see if the price points have become a little more reasonable. I do not think that the Deck the Hoops will be much more reasonable than that. Actually, you know what? We're going to throw one more challenge in here. I almost forgot about it because I got so hyped up over the legendary LeBron James challenge. We didn't even talk about the Metallic Gold Limited Edition Challenge 2 for the Davion Mitchell. We didn't even talk about it. It got completely overshadowed by the King, as it can happen sometimes, right? You can't blame me for that one. So, speaking of the King, the Metallic Gold Limited Edition LeBron James moment is a requirement in the Davion Mitchell Metallic Gold Challenge. So as of right now, there's still 6 days remaining. This has been completed 107 times already. That's a little high, not too surprising, but I do feel like it's a little high just because the LeBron James is featured in this challenge. Now, it won't be a requirement. I mean, it will be a requirement. It is not going to be a reward. The LeBron James is far, like, light years, like galaxies away from the second highest, lowest ask in this collection. The LeBron James right now has a current lowest ask of 1.2K, which is, it feels minimal, talking about a $40,000 Dwayne Wade, but a $1,200 rare LeBron James, like that feels about right. So the LeBron James comes in at a lowest ask of 1.2K, and then the second highest, we go from LeBron James down to Ish Smith. How gross is that? So the Ish Smith happens to be, happens to fit into the category of a Series 1 or Series 2 Metallic Gold Limited Edition steals, which you need two of. They're two wild cards. So Ish Smith happens to be the cheapest between the S1 and S2 Metallic Gold Limited Edition steal moment, which has a current lowest ask of $255. The third most expensive is Chris Paul. Now the Ish Smith, those are just the wild cards. You're going to need two of them. You can get two Ish Smith moments if you want to, or you can mix it up. But back to the regular Metallic Gold Limited Edition requirements for S3. You're going to need a Chris Paul, which comes in lowest ask $205. Miles Bridges, lowest ask $178. Jordan Poole, lowest ask $169. Laguentes Dort comes in lowest ask $116. Dillon Brooks, $103. And Reggie Jackson is the caboose at $102, which of course, right? I ended up getting the Metallic Gold Limited Edition drop for S3. It was the best line placement I've had my whole duration of NBA Top Shot. I got like I was like 300th in line. So I saw that and I was pumped. I was like, wow, absolutely crushed it today. Got a fantastic spot. I said in the podcast prior to the drop that there is quite a few landmines in here. And you would like to try to stay away from, you know, the Dillon Brookses, the Dorts, and the Reggie Jacksons. And sure enough, guess which one you guy got? Yep, Reggie Jackson. I sold mine yesterday for a price tag of $110, which is not great, but the pack was $89, so profit is still profit. I got rid of Reggie Jackson, had no emotional connections to it at all. I had no intentions on keeping it. As soon as I got it, I was like, yep, I will be selling it when it becomes a challenge requirement. And normally I don't try to sell right away. I like to wait until, you know, maybe 24 or 48 hours out from a challenge's completion, because that's when you have a lot of people just kind of waiting throughout the 7-day time span, just watching the prices come down a little bit here, a little bit there. It seems to come down a little bit each day. And then, you know, 24 hours out, when the prices are low, we'll have collectors swooping and they'll just buy up everything in like a 10-minute span. And then, you know, they got the challenge done at you know, a little bit of a discount. Well, anytime you have a massive bottleneck like LeBron James in this challenge, we're going from 1.2K down to $250. Anytime you have a big time bottleneck like that LeBron James, there's going to be people that are just out on the challenge because they don't feel like spending 1.2K on, you know, to get this LeBron when every other requirement is a fraction of that price. So there's going to be a lot of people that just pass because LeBron James is included. They don't want to spend up. Now, the play that we're going to be, or the moment we're going to be playing for here, is a Davion Mitchell. So it will have the challenge reward star, which is always appealing. It is a rookie moment, so there will be two rookie badges connected to it. But again, this challenge is going to cost you a total of 2.6K. LeBron James makes up for 1.2 of it on his own. So I'm not sure how high the Davion Mitchell will end up being when it's all said and done. Because, all right, the Davion Mitchell Metallic Gold Limited Edition Challenge Award isn't going to be more valuable than what the LeBron James is right now. The Davion Mitchell will not have an ask of 1.2K. It just won't. So the LeBron James is actually going to be the most expensive player in this whole challenge, including the challenge award, which is pretty crazy. I can see this Davion Mitchell coming in at maybe 4 or 5 $400 or $500, maybe 600. I think that's going to be on the high end, but the LeBron again, 1.2K. I can see why people would be passing on this challenge. So I wanted to move my Reggie Jackson as fast as possible, because when we're 24 hours out, I don't see a big spike coming like what we usually get when it comes to challenges. I think that the spike, you know, I think it's pretty much passed. And I mean, let's be fair, Reggie Jackson, no one's really excited about their Reggie Jackson collection. Shout out to Reggie Jackson. All right. So before we get out of here, let's wrap things up with our Prize Picks play of the day. Now, if you don't know what Prize Picks is, it's a mobile app where you can parlay prop bets. That's right. You can parlay props, which is very exciting. And you can make plays on seriously like any category in any sport. I seem to have a bad addiction to making prop parlays with free throws made. That seems to be my go-to. Free throws made, points scored, and fantasy points. Those are like the three main categories that I hit. But there's assists, there's rebounds, there's three-pointers made. There's a bunch of different categories, and you can prop them all together. And you can make some really good money off of it. I had a user tag me on Twitter, at CryptoBallersTS. They tagged me. They've played in 7 contests, and their total winnings was almost $800, which is pretty wild. So 7 contests and they racked up $800. It's pretty extreme. I haven't had that kind of luck yet, but my guy out here was killing it. If I had my Twitter pulled up, I'd give you a proper shout out. But if you haven't checked that Prize Picks yet, please go ahead and do so. So my play of the day. Now, again, these lines change, I feel, almost hourly, right? If someone gets hit with COVID, then the projections on the players that are going to be active can change. Right. So a good example of this is Marcus Morris had a fantasy point line of, I think it was 27.5 fantasy points, which is a lock. That is a great number. And then now it seems like Paul George is going to miss again, which he is going to miss. That is already confirmed. And they went through and they already changed the line all the way up to, I think it's 32.5. Which is pretty crazy. But again, I still feel like that's a good play, but that is not our play of the day. Our play of the day is actually going to be Zach LaVine. Now, Zach LaVine has a over under 42 fantasy points. 42, there's no half point, so he'd need to get 43 or 42.5 fantasy points. Zach LaVine has been over that number 4 of the last 5 contests, which we like to see. Not only has he been over in 4 of the last 5, but he's also going against the Hawks. Hawks don't play a lot of defense. They should be close with Trae Young back in the lineup, getting his regular allotment of minutes. So I like Zach LaVine over 42 fantasy points. This has been episode 115 of Crypto Ballers. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sticking with me. We'll be checking back in on Friday. May the marketplace forever be in your favor. If you have a legendary Deck the Hoops legendary pack, open it, people. Stop holding it. You might be sitting on $40,000.